Spencer Chase, a member of the Wolsey Wessington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University students, talking with Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher. Mayor Fisher, thank you for joining me.
Oh, great to be here and great to have the FFA.
So, Mayor Fisher, I guess my first question, pretty simple one. What does it mean for the city of Louisville to have the National FFA Convention in town for 2 years?
Well, there's the economic aspect of it, which is huge, $40 million economic impact. But what's better than that is bringing a small city, 56,000 kids, to town here and seeing the kind of leadership in action of the future. Louisville's an international model city of compassion, and 1,500 FFAers are doing community service projects while they're here, 9 different service projects. So it's much more than the economic impact they leave on our city here. And I think it's just great for the future of the country to see these young people here.
Now, before this, there was obviously some time spent in Kansas City and Louisville, but also an amount of time spent in Indianapolis, had a great experience there. So what was done on the part of the city of Louisville and your office to get this convention back in town?
Well, we just always love to have an FFA here for many reasons. One, obviously, hotel rooms, economic impact, but we're a city of hospitality. We're a city that has one of the most dynamic local food movements in the country, so our partnership between the rural agricultural areas and the city is very important to us, and FFA to us kind of symbolizes that and pulls it all together. So we fought hard to get them back here and made them a great deal, win-win for everybody, but we're delighted to have them this year and then the next 2 years as well.
And you mentioned Louisville being the model city for community service and compassion. What aspect of that really stands out with you as far as a connection between the city and National FFA?
Service work. Our week of service is called Give a Day, and we had over 107,000 people volunteer during that week last year. So it's all about service and making the world a better place. I think that's why everybody's here. Certainly that's part of what FFA is as well.
And what are you most looking forward to, you know, once this convention has passed, once the 2 years has passed of this convention, that you can look back and say, you know, this was a part of National FFA Convention. This is what I'm most happy about.
Well, it's a big part of the brand of our city. I mean, we're a hospitable city. We're a city, as I said, that's tied to our agricultural roots here. So FFA brands that and brings that to life. It's a validation of who we are as a city. So we like to see this as a great long-term partnership, because you guys will be here for the next 2 years, but then you'll be coming back again after some time. So it's just a great partnership, and that means everybody's happy.
Mayor Fisher, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you. Go FFA.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.